800-560-3580.
If you're looking for a car battery, look to AutoZone, your Duralast battery headquarters. AutoZone's experts can pair you with the best fit for your car. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
it's not whether you win or lose, it's how drunk you get.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, and thank goodness for air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
See, Dan Peon is not old enough to remember, but there would be stores, and if it had a little penguin that says, "It's come on in, it's cool inside."
Yes.
And those are the stores you'd run into in the summer. Peon wouldn't know what that was about.
Oh, man, you walked in there, and it was like, whoa.
And they knew people were, can I help you? Not just looking. Yeah. What you really should have said was, not just getting cool. Just cooling off.
The biggest thing was, I remember sleeping with a fan. Everyone had a fan in their room, and you had a fan on you.
Well, you were rich. We didn't have a fan. We had one fan for the whole house. Rich boy.
Oh.
I remember the motels. Two things on the motel sign that made you go, man, we got to stay there. One was color TV.
Oh, yes.
And the other was air conditioning. Yep. Oh, and pool. Pool, color TV, and air conditioning. Yep. If a motel had those three things, buddy, you were in high cotton. I mean, that was like the Ritz-Carlton to us. Of course, my dad would never pull in there because he had a standing rule. He only stopped at places that were, and I believe I remember the number, that were under $8 a night. If a thing got to $9, $10 a night, no.
He's not
staying there. And he used to say things like, well, what kind of guy would spend that kind of money just to sleep? We would drive till 2 and 3 in the morning when we were traveling to see my sick grandmother who smelled like mentholatum. My brother and I were just going, Daddy, can we stop? And we'll stop when I find a reasonable motel. And then eventually, we get to that $8, you know, motel room. And I don't even remember the names of them. I don't think we had, well, they were the equivalent of the Motel 6. That's about what they were. That would be today's equivalent. Yeah. What is a Motel 6? Is it like $28 or something?
No, I think it's a little more than that. It's probably about 45 now, 45, 50.
Are you really?
I think so.
I don't think a Motel 6 is 45 or $50. I'll bet you can still get in there for 30 or 28 to 30, I would think. But welcome, while Peon looks that up, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Today is the actual day, the 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King. And of course, you won't make it through the day without seeing it everywhere and some sort of tribute to it or some sort of, and when they replay the same part of the speech all the time. And I'm gonna get to why I think,
I had a dream.
No, well, they get to the part, you know, when all the little children, black and white, can hold hands together. You know, they play the same excerpt, and there's a lot more to that speech than that. And that's going to bring me to something here in a moment. What do you find out?
$35.99.
Dan?
Wow.
You were right on the money. I would have said 30 or less. So it was right between our two guesses. I was 30, you were 40. I'm not an expert on the whole civil rights thing. Certainly, I grew up in the South. But I will tell you this. I've been watching and trying to learn more about this Martin Luther King Jr. And I did something I've never done before. I printed out the speech. I have it in my hand. I have his whole speech. And they call it the I Have a Dream speech. What was interesting was nowhere in the speech as it was prepared were the words I Have a Dream. He didn't have that in the speech. He just
ad-libbed
and came up with that, and ad-libbed a great deal of it, as it turns out, once he got up. And at the risk of sounding like somebody who's trying to patronize black people, which I will never, I'm not that guy, or all of a sudden take on a cause, I will tell you that when you print out and you read his whole speech, it is unbelievable how articulate this guy was. This guy was brilliant, Martin Luther King Jr. And there is nobody today, the black people of this country don't have anybody who is even qualified to light this guy's cigar. I mean, or to, it, not even close. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, they don't hold a candle to this guy. This guy was bright. He was persuasive, and he had a way of saying what he wanted to say without making people mad, if that makes sense. You know, there are a lot of people that watch Al Sharpton, and Al Sharpton actually does more harm to me than good.
He makes black people mad.
He makes black people mad.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson, I think, they're SH disturbers.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't. In fact, a big part of his message was, let's stay calm, stay the course, no violence. Let's be dignified and respectful. And you notice he always wore a suit, and the people around him had class. They were out to prove that you can be a black person, you can be educated, you can communicate, you can speak well, and you can make a point, and you can do it without being an SH disturber. I don't know how else to put it. So what I thought I'd do is I'm not going to read the whole speech. I thought about doing that, and then I thought, nah, it's about 8 minutes or so. But what I will do is I've picked out just a couple of paragraphs. And then the reason I want to do this is I think sometimes when you hear words from a black man in a white man's voice, and that may sound weird, but if you've ever seen the movie A Time to Kill with Samuel L. Jackson, Samuel L. Jackson in that movie, if I remember, it's been a long time, he kills the guy who raped and killed his daughter, little black girl. And the guy was, I believe, a white supremacist, some scumbag. And so Samuel L. Jackson has an opportunity, and he kills the guy. And he's on trial. And, Pion, you could pull this up, the cast of A Time to Kill. I think his attorney, I want to say his attorney was Matthew McConaughey. It's been so long since I saw the movie. But there's a point in the closing arguments where Matthew McConaughey paints the whole picture again of what happened to this girl, and he asks the jury to close their eyes. And he says, now, imagine, in so many words, and I'm not quoting him exactly, but imagine all of these horrible things happening to her, and imagine that she's white. What a powerful, powerful thing to say. Because we still have, and have had for years, this mechanism in our minds where we're not quite as compassionate towards some people as we are other people. And I'll use the example of little girls in the Amber Alert and some girls kidnapped, and you can see it yourself on the news, and they'll go, here's a picture of this cute, pretty little girl. Really? Is the fact that she's cute and pretty, now all of a sudden we're supposed to make more of an effort to go find her than if she were a homely, not-so-pretty girl? But we do that. So I'll read you just a little bit of what he said in that speech, because again, I don't think most people, and I put myself in that category until this morning, I never heard the whole speech. Have you ever heard it?
Probably not the entire 8 minutes. Well, I think I've seen the video of the entire 8 minutes, but
but you don't really know what he said. I mean, you know the key. It's like the John F. Kennedy inaugural speech. We know, ask not what you're. We know that part. Mm-hmm. But here's one of the things he says. He says, "There's something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold." And as I read this, by the way, listen to the way this guy could communicate. What a brilliant orator he was. There's something I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. What brilliant writing! He says, the marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our bodies, heavy with fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger ghetto. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing to vote for which to vote. No. We're not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Wow, could this guy write and speak? And then he says, let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends, and so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream, and the dream is deeply rooted in the American dream. And then he goes on and talks about, I dream, you know, that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they'll not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. Wow. Everybody should zero in on that statement. Judged by the content of your character. And if we lived by that, if the black community would and the white community would, it'd be a whole different world that we live in. Great speech. Great. I would encourage white, black, because I venture to say most black people don't know the full message. They haven't heard ever or for a long time everything that he had in that speech. So it's worth celebrating and looking back to. And look, I'm from the South, and I'm as guilty as the next guy of growing up with prejudices and certainly probably some racism too. And I remember when he would get up and speak and he was on TV, the people that I grew up with, the adults would say, listen to that uppity N-word. That's what he was uppity. Uppity? Uppity because he spoke well? Uppity because he was educated? Uppity because he made sense? Why was he uppity? Was he uppity because he didn't meet your exact profile of what a black person should be?
He made sense, but they weren't paying attention to the message. They were just...
No, I don't think they were
watching
either.
Watching him, no.
I don't think they were either. Maybe they will. Maybe they will today. So that's it. Burke segment, do we have anything?
I do.
Oh. No hesitation? Dan?
Go ahead, Peon, if you do.
No, go ahead.
Isn't that nice?
After you.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, thanks, Frank. Thanks, Peon.
You're welcome.
This morning I was watching one of the morning news shows, and it was a local one, and they were... zeroing in on doing a story on free gas. I have no idea what the promotion was, but they had a reporter out there, and it was a guy that drives around in a car, but he's out in South County. They had free gas, and they were showing the line of cars waiting for free gas.
Mm. Like, and we haven't seen this before.
Yes, but the best was, since it's in South County, it's not too far from the JB Bridge, so people from Illinois can come over. And he says... People are coming from all over. People with Illinois, St. Louis County, and Missouri plates are here.
People with St. Louis County plates?
I said,
wow.
I said, wow.
Well, I didn't know you could get just St. Louis County players.
I didn't either.
Unbelievable.
That was something else.
And since you said that, did you see the horses that fell down at Fairmount?
No.
No.
Yeah, in the horse race, the two horses hit the dirt, and the jockeys, they're okay. But it was hard to watch when horses fall down,
yeah,
running at full gallop. And some little numbskull female reporter from Channel 2, they cut to her. And this is what I always like. With more, let's go to Cindy Dipstick, who's live at Fairmount Park. Now, they put them in front of a school or a park. The event is long over.
Right.
The place is closed.
There's nobody there.
They're still standing there like that's going to make the story, yeah, better. And she has a racing program in her hand. And she says, well, thanks, Tom. You know, any day that you come to Fairmount, this is your typical racing pro. Now, you can't read anything on it. She opens it up.
It could have been any piece of paper.
It's the listing of all the horses and the jockeys. And then she folds it back up and puts it away. She says, but today, the day was different. And I thought, well, wait a second. What does that program have to do? It was so stupid.
So dramatic.
We have to take over all of radio and TV. We do.
It's so dramatic and over top.
We have to have a takeover, launch a major takeover.
But yeah, that stood out when he said that.
No, I thought you were going to say they had a reporter take the gas pump handle out of the tank, because that's the kind of thing
yeah,
they do.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
A lot of people today are doing this.
Yeah.
They're taking, you know, this nozzle out and putting it into their car and getting free gas.
Well, Mandy, I think all over the area, when people do this and then he lifts the pump out, they are subjected to seeing this, and then they show you the tank with the price. Really? You want to save some money?
Not today.
Don't send reporters out where we know what the gas station looks like.
Oh, man.
What else do you have?
And there was just one more thing, and it grinds my gears. But I hear, and this person is on, and I'm not going to say what business it is or anything, but I know this person, and he has commercials on a bunch of different stations, and I think they're running on our station too, but I'm not sure if they are or not, but I know I've heard them on other stations, and I hear this commercial, and he's talking, it's this guy talking, and he tries to sound so sincere and tries to sound like, when you come in, you'll be treated like family. You'll be treated with open arms, and we will give you, oh my God, we'll treat you the best. This guy is one of the biggest scumbags. So when you... when you know that and you're listening to him just pour it on, it just makes you sick, and you just want to, you just have to bite your tongue.
Well, what it makes you want to do, and I talked about this before, we sit here and we hear the commercials you folks are listening to. And every once in a while, like Dan said, we hear one and we know for a fact that everything they're saying is a lie.
Yes.
And that the person involved in the business couldn't be a bigger piece of crap. And it's so tempting to come on at the end of the commercial and go, okay, don't go there. And here's why. And you can't do it.
No.
You can't do it.
Oh, no.
You'd like to, but you can't do it. It's frustrating.
But that was all I had.
Well, there's the, and look, don't email me and ask me, because I know just enough about the law that I know better than to email you back and tell you. But I'm telling you right now, there are two advertisers on TV. One's a major pervert who likes young boys, and he's got a huge business, and you all know the name. And the other one is a guy who is on with someone else on the commercial. And I got an email from a listener saying, I hope you guys aren't running commercials for the blank blank store, because whether you I don't know if you realize it, but that guy is an ex-con and a convicted felon who sodomized a young girl. So I go online and pull this joker's name up, and honest to goodness, it's true. And he's on his own TV commercial. How does that happen? How does the whole world not find out that this guy is a complete piece of crap and just refuse to do business with him? It's amazing to me. It's unbelievable to me.
Well, this guy that I'm talking about, there's none of that in his past that I know of, but he's just a jerk. He's just a complete jerk.
Well, Dan, there are people that say, you know, we're jerks,
too. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't take the jerks off the air. This show's over.
Yeah.
Peon, did you have any? Was that it then?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
Peon, I did real quickly. We watched a documentary the other night. It was fairly interesting. I enjoyed it.
Well,
it
tell
was,
us about.
All right, I will. It was on HBO. And are you aware of the female punk group from Russia with the name P-Riot?
Oh, yes. I know who they are.
P-U blank blank yes, Y, yes, right? Yes, I have heard of that group.
And are you aware of the story at all?
No.
About how...
No.
Well, so they started this. It's a group of females.
I think we can say the name.
Wow.
Because that's a cat. That's a name for a cat.
Yeah, look, but look, I'm not going to...
We read from a book.
Everybody gets it, I think.
You can say it like Sean Connery.
Yes. Yes, yeah. You could.
Oh, there you go. Name the character from whatever that movie was.
The character was Pussy Galore.
Yes.
There you go.
He says, and Sean Connery says, like, P-O-O-S-E-Y. Yeah. Pussy. Come over here, Pussy. So this band you're speaking of would be Pussy Riot.
That is correct, Sean.
I'll continue.
But they form this group. They play music, and they have a lot of messages that are anti the Putin regime over in Russia.
That's kind of dangerous, isn't it?
So, well, yes, and that's what ended up happening to him. So they did a couple different demonstrations in different places. They did one in the Red Square and a couple other concerts at other places with these messages they have. But then they decided to do a performance in the, I think it's called the Christ the Cathedral, one of the biggest churches in Russia.
It's a Christian church.
Orthodox, I guess Orthodox, maybe it's a Catholic, I think it's Orthodox Catholic, or, yeah. So they go up on the altar and do this performance with the, and they wear, they're called baklavas, and essentially it's a mask with the eyes and mouth cut out. And so they go up on stage, and they're only up there for 30 seconds to a minute. Security pulls them out, but then they end up getting charged with, disorderly in public or whatever. And they've been in jail for multiple years now because how strict they are with the
religion.
Well,
I didn't realize they were in jail.
Yes, and I think they still are. That was, I think last year they did the performance. And one of the girls got out because after being in jail for almost a year, she got out because they were able to prove that she never was able to even start the performance. She just had her guitar there and didn't even start screaming out anything yet. So she got out, but the other two are still in jail after, a couple of years. So it's a really good documentary. So if anybody has HBO and like to watch that,
freedom of
interesting.
Speech. Freedom of speech.
Yes.
We have it. They don't.
And some of the hardcore Orthodox, religious people over there, they were essentially equating them to like witches and that they should be almost burned at the stake or whatever. So,
wow.
Yeah. Just a little different. That country has not come quite along.
They're not there yet.
No, they're not there yet.
Where did you see this documentary?
HBO. It's on HBO, so you can watch it on demand. Or
what's the name of it? Do you know?
I think it's Free P-Riot.
Free Pussy Riot.
Yes, that is the title.
I'm going to check that out.
But
because it's close to home. I had that movie, Octopussy.
That's right.
If you check out Riot, then you've got something.
Yeah, and then I had that chicken movie with me, Pussy Galore. Remember her?
Yes, I do.
I like talking like this. I may continue for a while. Maybe not.
Get away with stuff.
Yeah, you can. You can say stuff in that voice that you can't say otherwise. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's shut her down. Burke segment's officially closed. I'm going to grab a quick call from Greg, and then we got to get caught up on some business. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, Frank, what's up? Hey, you mentioned that a lot of people may not know all of the words to the I Have a Dream speech.
Correct. I think most people don't know the whole speech.
But I say to you today, my friends, a lot of black people, well, I'm just mentioning myself, growing up in the black community in the 70s, a lot of the black history celebrations revolved around plays and poetry, and it never failed that someone would, if you will, do the I Have a Dream speech in its entirety.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all, but...
Well, what I'm saying is...
Go ahead.
I know this. I've heard the entire speech. I've actually seen it on TV, of course. And also, growing up in Chicago, a lot of Chicago kids, teenagers in the early 80s, we all used to, in Chicago, used to listen to what's called, you know, mix shows, if you will.
Right.
Where and the DJs would, say, play instrumental versions of dance music and play the I Have a Dream speech on top of that music.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I know the entire speech. I mean, I can't say it right now, but it's not, like, unfamiliar to me when I hear sort of, like, unfamiliar stuff to most people, I would say.
No, I can't speak to the black community. You can. I guarantee it. The great majority of white people don't know any more than the little clips and sound bites they hear when they, you know, every year on the anniversary of the speech, especially now. They don't know the whole. There's a lot of brilliant stuff in that speech. Aside from just a couple of sound bites, you know, little children holding hands, there's more to it than that.
And I tell you what, I was thinking about that today because, you know, this is, what is it, the 50th anniversary of the
right.
the March on Washington and the speech. And I was saying to myself and a friend of mine, I was like, man, this, in my opinion, this has to be the most important speech ever. Well, the most important recorded speech. I mean, I like the FDR Pearl Harbor speech myself. But, I mean, this speech was just powerful. I mean, yeah.
And, Greg, do you agree with me? You, the black community... You don't have anybody who even comes close to this guy today.
Not right now.
No, you don't. You don't. Sharpton's not it. Jackson's not it. And you know what? I wish you did. I wish there could have been somebody carry on what he started the way he did it.
Yep.
And maybe maybe there will be. It's not going to be Jesse Jr. He's in prison.
Oh, my God. Hey, take care.
All right, Greg. Thank you. All right. We have to get caught up. American Equity Mortgage. It's very important that of the 10 numbers in the phone number, the 4th, 5th, and 6th numbers, you don't mess up. 314, here they are, 878-9999. Get that part right, you'll have the right place. You'll have American Equity Mortgage. 21 years, they have saved, you know what, it's actually millions of dollars. Now, I don't think they saved any one person millions of dollars, but in total, it's millions of dollars because it's hundreds for the average person. And I get making minimum credit card payments. I do. I was there as a younger person when we were stupid and we racked up, maxed out our credit cards. We had no choice. We didn't have the money to pay it off. But when you do realize you have a way to pay it off and you don't, that's just not smart. If you have a home and you have equity in the home and you have the ability with that equity to get those credit cards paid off and you don't do it, well, then you deserve to be in that debt for the next 20 years, and that's what you're going to be. Be smart. Let them help you. They do this all the time. They do it every day. It's called bill consolidation. Some people call it debt consolidation. And home equity loans, kind of the same thing. You use the equity to borrow money for something you want. Not necessarily something you need, just something you want. Take a trip, pay for a wedding, whatever. They'll work with you. They work fast, too. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or here we go again, 314-878-9999.
All right. We've had some busy afternoon of traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. We do have a couple of problems out there. First of all, if you're traveling on westbound 70 at Jennings Station Road, there's a water main break, and only the left lane is open. That's going to create a nightmare as the afternoon rush continues. Right now, you're backed up approaching Shreve all the way out through Jennings Station Road. Another thing, we had one of those piggyback trucks dropped one of its containers, and the exit from northbound 55 onto Memorial is closed. You cannot get on Memorial from 55. Now, if you're on the Poplar Street Bridge, you can get past it if you're getting off at Memorial from the Poplar Street Bridge. Other than that, we just have normal traffic. Southbound 270 is slow now from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling on westbound 40, it's getting heavy now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. Look for a little slowdown from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. And it looks like eastbound 40 is slowing now from approaching Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. It's back to school time, and Walmart's got the brands you trust for your back to school list, like Crayola crayons and markers, Mead notebooks, and Papermate InkJoy pens. So get everything on your list in one place. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Mizzou kicks off the college football season by taking on Murray State.
Coverage on KTRS begins at 4. Game time is 6.
To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows.
This Saturday morning wake-up with Sean Streeter begins at 5 a.m. The yard sale is from 7 to 9, followed by Animal Advice. Straight Talk and Retirement begins at 10, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 11. At 1, it's America's Wealth Management. Then it's John and Jim and the Inside Out Show at 2 and Ion Health at 3.
It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it, because now, more than ever, you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30 plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
Mom was always positive, always in control, but lately she's been having difficulty caring for herself. We're considering an assisted living facility, but we're concerned Mom won't be happy. She won't be herself. Then a friend suggested DeSmet Retirement Community.
Whether your loved one is ready to enjoy the simple pleasures of worry-free apartment living or needs a little assistance with their day-to-day activities, DeSmet Retirement Community in Florissant is the community that fits their needs and yours. Along with their full-service independent living program, DeSmet Retirement Community offers an assisted living program, so even if their health care needs change, they'll remain among their friends. The staff at DeSmet Retirement Community is dedicated to their well-being, and small pets are welcome. Call 314-838-3811 to find out what makes DeSmet Retirement Community home, or email DeSmetRetirement@rhf.org.
Mom's happy, and most importantly, she's herself.
DeSmet Retirement Community, 1425 New Florissant Road in Florissant.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. We can search high and low to find the truck that fits your business needs and deliver it to you anytime and anywhere. Large, small, and in between, whatever it takes, we have you covered at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. If your trucks are the lifeblood of your business, then you know how important it is to keep them on the road in top condition. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market Area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140.
This is your Governor Jay Nixon. You may have heard that Governor Rick Perry of Texas is trying to get attention for himself by taking shots at Missouri. He's running radio ads here to try to get businesses to go to Texas. I'd like to thank KTRS for refusing to air these misleading ads and for standing up for Missouri. Make no mistake, our businesses aren't going to Texas, and here's why. 1. Missouri has lower property taxes than Texas and lower sales tax. 2. Our students score higher on standardized tests. Graduation rates are higher. 3. Missouri's unemployment rate below the national average for 4 straight years. And unlike Texas, Missouri has a perfect AAA credit rating. I'd like to thank the Kansas City Civic Council and the Springfield, Columbia, and Callaway Chambers of Commerce for standing with us. By working together, we're moving Missouri in the right direction. And as for the governor of Texas, he'll learn. You don't mess with the folks here in the Show Me State.
Paid for by A Better Missouri with Jay Nixon.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Are you a homeowner or soon to be a homeowner? You've got options with First Bank. If you're looking for a house, you could be in your new home within 2 weeks with First Bank's Purchase First program. Or if you'd like to make some updates on your current home, now is the time to do it. With 1.99% APR on home equity loans for the first 6 months. Take advantage of First Bank's great lending programs. For details, give us a call at 800-760-BANK. First Bank. APR is variable. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're about 1 minute away from going back to the phones, and I know you folks are holding. I'll get right to you. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. 2 days ago, I did a North American Solar commercial, and the powers that be at North American Solar have told me that unlike most commercials where the phone number is kind of a waste of time, they said, seriously, when you do the phone number, people right from the car will call. Yesterday, I get a text within 5 minutes of the commercial. Three different businesses call North American Solar wanting to know how can we save a ton of money with solar panels. So thank you to those folks. I'm going to give the number twice. I'm going to give it now and at the end of the commercial. 636-349-3300. And here's the deal. There's nobody who can contradict what I'm about to say. One, the sun is free. Anybody want to argue with that?
No.
Okay. Two, the sun is capable of producing electricity. You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. To do it, though, you need solar panels. Now, the only thing standing between you and solar panels is the cost of the solar panels, but even that's not standing in between you because you're not going to pay but a fraction of that cost. There are tax incentives. There are Ameren rebates. They're not going to stick around forever. That's not a sales pitch. It's the truth. In fact, in 2014, they start to reduce the tax incentive rebate money that you could get back. It happened out west in New Mexico and Southern California and Arizona. It's going to happen here. The other thing that's going to happen is Ameren, the rates are going to go up. They just went up a couple months ago. They're going to go up again. In fact, I think they said that in the next, I don't remember the exact number, the electrical rates will double what they are now in the next 5 to 10 years. But if you have solar panels, you're going to only pay a fraction of whatever the rates are. And the biggest winners are commercial businesses who decide to go solar. Now, if you want to see the real numbers as they pertain to your business or your home and the amount of electricity you're currently using, here's what you do. You go to North American Solar. That's north-americansolar.com or call 636-349-3300. North American Solar. Off to the phones we go. Donna has been very patient. Thank you, Donna. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna. You having a good day? Hot?
We're having a great day. We have great air conditioning here.
Not me, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Okay, this question is for Peon.
Peon's yes.
Or Eon, yes, or whatever Donna. We call him.
Call him Peon.
Whatever.
I've been listening to you for about 29 years, so.
No, he's not been on 29 years, but that's okay.
Feels like
no,
it.
Sometimes
actually,
it feels
and,
longer.
since my kid's been in kindergarten, and he's 34.
No, we didn't need to hear that. What's the question?
But anyway, well.
Oh, you cut yourself off.
She caught it. She caught
I
it.
Cut it off.
You caught it.
Ian said that chicken wings were dark meat.
Right, you did say that, Pian. You
I
said
did.
They contain dark meat.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Wait,
really?
They're connected to the breast. The breast is all white meat. The only dark meat on a chicken is the legs and the thighs.
Well, what makes it chicken wings so fattening then?
Because they ate. Well, most of them don't get to walk.
They're fried.
No, no, she didn't mean what makes the chicken so fat. He meant what makes chicken
they don't
wings.
Get to walk and they feed
them white meat supposed to be healthy. I mean, white meat's supposed to be good for you, right?
White
meat chicken?
Meat's supposed to be better for you than dark meat, but I like dark meat.
Well, why did you, Peon, think it's dark meat in a chicken wing?
I don't know.
Maybe
but he can call any grocery store or
butcher shop.
Huh?
Or a butcher shop.
Yeah. Or he can pull it up on any computer part he wants. I don't know nothing about anything about computers, but
No, it looks
but
like...
But they're white meat.
No, he's looking it up right now.
Huh?
Hang on, he's looking it up right now. What do you find?
That's it. Yep, she's right.
You are right.
I've been cooking chicken, cutting up chicken for years.
Well, we're not going to mess with you. It is, in fact, he just found it. The wing is white meat. Peon was wrong, and that almost never happens.
That's true.
Donna. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good hot day.
I have another correction.
It almost like she was taking delight in people.
She was giggling,
getting overheated. Yeah. She must be in a real cool house.
Someone called and said that mask that the girls were wearing in Russia is called a Bella Glav.
He called it baklava.
Yeah, baklava.
Which is a Greek pastry.
Greek food,
you called it baklava. You've done
that's what they said on the show. Well, that's
no, they mispronounced it. You've done two stupid things today.
Bella Glavala.
You messed up the chicken wing meat.
Something like
that. You messed up chicken wing meat and you mispronounced the mask.
Wow.
You must feel really stupid. let's bring Will in here. Hello, Will.
Hello, Frank. AM and the PM since the turn of the century.
Wow, the turn of the century. That goes way back. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to get a campaign going of all the other fellow and loyal listeners of KTRS and the Big 550. There's going to be a spot opening between 10 and noon, I understand, as of after Friday for the Steve Cochran Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really, really like to have people do as I did, and that would be to call Mark Dorsey and leave him a voicemail or email him and really jockey the position to go to Mr. Paul Harris. I think that he would just be an excellent fit for it. I used to listen to him when he was middle of the day, middle of America. I listen to him every Friday on your show, and I even listen in, to his programs on the weekends.
Well, I am his biggest ambassador. I always have been. I think it all comes down to what everything comes down to, money. I don't think the station would disagree. He'd be great, not as an addition. He was here before. He used to work here. It's all about money. It's all about money and how scarce it is. And if there'd be any way to make that happen, I'd be right there. I have been there, and I have asked for that for years. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to make it happen or how to get the funds to make it happen, but I'd love to see it. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, there are people who will disagree because Paul can get political sometimes, and when you do that, you alienate some people. But overall, as a broadcaster, yeah, he's about as good as it gets. I'm with you.
I appreciate it, Frank.
All right, Will. Thanks for the call. The good work. What's he talking about?
Yeah,
I have no idea. Did we do any good work?
You talking about us?
Can I grab one more before we bring? One more, then we'll get all caught up. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang.
David, everybody.
Hey,
David.
PM,
hey,
man.
David.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, I listened to the radio this morning, and the Martin Luther King, the speech he gave, the original speech, do you know who has that?
Yeah, there's a guy who actually owns the written copy. I saw that guy on TV. Is that what you mean?
No, the original, the paper that the speech is on.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this guy just this weekend. They interviewed him on television.
Well, the person I heard was George Raveling, ex-USC basketball coach.
I think that's correct. I didn't remember the guy's name, but I did remember, and he put it away for many, many years and kind of forgot about it.
And the only reason why he got it was he was working security before he was playing basketball.
That's right, and he asked him if he could have it. And then he's been offered tons of money for it, and to his credit, he won't sell it.
But he's got all these little side notes and everything.
Yeah, no, I did see that. You're right. I did see that. And it was just simply, sometimes they say, if you don't ask, you don't get. And he just said, Dr. King, could I have that speech? He handed it to him.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a priceless piece of paper.
Sure.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And one other thing, you know that forbidden word we're not allowed to say that starts with an A?
Well, there are a couple of those, I think.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, that's...
A-hole?
No, the other one. Any...
Oh, Bernice's word.
Right.
Well, you're not forbidden. You'll just get called out by Bernice.
Well, I know, but have you ever noticed whenever you hear it anywhere else?
Yes.
You think about your show?
Yes, I hear it in my head every time somebody says it. Every single time.
And I'm thinking, what would Frank do here?
That means you're a true AM and the PMer.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
David, you're hardcore. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you,
And
too.
Chicken wings are fattening because of the skin.
Well, that would make all chicken, even breast chicken like breast fattening, that has skin.
Well, they
unless
I know,
you skin
the,
it.
Yeah, they have skinless chicken breasts all the time. That's what we
and usually, that one makes usually it, get.
That's what
lower
makes it fat.
And I guess you can't buy skinless wings. It would take forever to skin those little wings.
Yeah.
So there you go. Wow, this show.
Learning.
Man.
It's a wealth of information. I'm sorry, but give me a minute. I'm stunned.
I'm soaking
I'm
it in.
I'm stunned at how good we are.
You're verklempt?
Yeah, verklempt.
Balaclava. I think that's what it is.
Balaclava.
There's another. Balaclava.
Say that again. You
balaclava.
You almost choked on your own vomit. Say
that's
it again.
What I saw. Balaclava. There's an extra A in there.
Ah, different than baklava.
Yes.
Which is a great pastry. And by the way, I'm officially banning you folks at the Greek whatever festival. Don't ever come to this station again. Somebody came here yesterday, and it's the annual Greek Orthodox something.
I thought
something.
It was only twice a year, but it seems like every month they show up
no
here.
Kidding. Don't come back here again.
If you do, only bring those little powdered sugar cookies.
No, bring that Greek crap that I can't stand, that grape leaves with meat
inside.
Yeah,
with the green leaf.
Bring that crap. Somebody brought these Greek pastries yesterday, and honest to goodness, I've been really good. I am so weak that I cannot not eat. Those Greek pastries are unbelievable. So to you Greek people, knock it off. Don't bring that stuff here anymore, and I mean it. We're not going to put up with it. We're locking the doors if we see you coming. Because we're weak, so don't take advantage of our weakness. First Community Credit Union. Where do you bank, folks? Everybody listening right now, think about where you bank, and think about why you bank there. And then can you come up with a really good reason? Don't give me that it's near where I live. That's irrelevant anymore, because there's probably a First Community Credit Union fairly near you. And a lot of people don't even go to the bank anyway, or the credit union. They do it all online or on the phone. So that one's not going to fly. Now, if you say, my sister is a vice president there, my brother is, okay, all right. Your son got out of college and got a job, and you want to do your banking where he works. All right, you get a pass. But the rest of you, if you can't come up with a real good reason why you do your banking where you do, and it's not First Community Credit Union, why don't you join us, accept the invitation to join us, and do what hundreds of people do every week, and that's move their banking business to First Community Credit Union. You will not be sorry. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com. All right, don't go away. We got more stuff. We have Dr. Doug Pernikoff coming up. So if you have pets or a pet, good chance to get some real good free advice from Dr. Doug. It is or will be in 2 seconds, 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 4 years after he gunned down his fellow soldiers at Fort Hood, Army Major Nadal Hassan has been sentenced to die by lethal injection. A military jury returned its verdict today, bringing an end to a case that's haunted those in this Army base in Texas since 2009. Family members of those who lost their lives spoke after the sentencing. Kerry Cahill's father, Mike, was killed.